So the funny thing about chasing cars and recording it and all this is one of those things where like I didn't have a plan for like releasing it or even recording it at all. I was on TikTok and I was like, you know, I haven't really done a cover yet. I'm not a huge cover guy. But I've always loved chasing cars. So I basically just found an instrumental version of it, put my vocal on it and started teasing it on TikTok and Instagram. I wouldn't even say teasing. I'd say I just put it on there and people connected to it right away. I got a lot of text messages on my phone, like, oh my gosh, I love your version of this song so much. This is really cool. And I was like, wow, I didn't really intend for anything to come out of that. And then people started sharing it a lot and everything. And then I'm like, oh my gosh, I think we have something here. So me and Lindsay Rhymes went into the studio and we cut the song with the best band in town. And it's I can't tell you, like, I've always loved that song so much. It just makes me feel something. But to be able to record it in a professional way was absolutely incredible. And I am so excited for people to hear this song. I think it turned out really great. We added, we kept it really true to the original song. Like, we didn't really change any arrangements or anything like that on the song. But we did beef up that last chorus a little bit, so it rocks a little harder.